Every festive we wake up with the damn sparrows. But Nzala? No, she's up at 1 p.m. Kari. And we're like, but where you been though? Here opening pots like you cooked.
A combination meal inspired by seven colors is something for everyone. Nando's, fire it up.
This is Kelman on Cliff Central.
All right, well, let's say hello to the guy that's not only one of GQ's best dressed men for 2017, but does cool stuff when he's very well dressed. He doesn't just dress well and in the day kind of happens or doesn't happen. He actually does really, really cool things. Tristan Duplessis is in the building from the boutique interior architecture firm. They're called the Studio A, internationally award-winning, and just some of the greatest spaces. We're going to speak about some of the spaces in a second, but Tristan, I mean, this aesthetic and this sense of style doesn't just come into the work you do, but also into what you wear and so on and so forth. Were you just like a kid that, I don't know, just had a better eye for stuff as opposed to the other? Like, were you specific with the Play-Doh? Like, did you just see great things and then try and put them together from a young age?
Yeah, definitely. I think when you're a kid, you automatically are drawn to certain things. Yeah, definitely. If it was black Play-Doh, I would definitely be looking out for that. Because I think that's kind of my style, is to go for the darker element of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good to know that I'm still referred to as a young young person in South Africa.
No, I think so. I mean, you're still millennial, right? So we can just
I'm right on the edge. I'm okay. 29, so I'm just a millennial.
But you've done some amazing things in these 29 years of life. How do you kind of get into the space though? Because it's not like, you know, you go around the class in grade one and everyone's saying, I want to be a fireman, a policeman, and you turn around and say, well, I want to run an interior architecture firm. What was the journey to arriving at the point that you're at now?
No, I think these things, you follow your passion and you kind of fall into it. And once you found it, you've just got to work really hard. You've just got to keep that grind on. What I did was I did an internship before I was going to study. That internship turned into 3 weeks, turned into 4 weeks, and eventually I was a director of that company after 3 years.
Wow.
So I was very lucky. I found the thing that I was good at. I found the thing that I was passionate about, and I just put my head down and worked as hard as I possibly could.
So take me through what happened after matric. Did you study it? Did you just sort of start learning by doing?
Yeah, I actually didn't study it. I was planning on studying it, and I thought I should do an internship at a company that did it. And yeah, that the rest was history. I never got around to studying it.
Wow. I mean, a lot of it is your natural sort of sense of aesthetic, right?
Yeah, definitely. There's a natural inclination to what you find stylish. And I hope that resonates with other people as well. But yeah, one of my gifts is I have been talented, blessed with good taste.
Mm. And in terms of, you know, locking it down as a science, a lot of the work that you do is in sort of a hospitality space, and places that people eat and places that people meet, places that people move through. And there's a lot of stuff that's come to the fore in the past couple of years around the science of that, around, you know, how you should space a place that people enjoy being there. Will they stay for an hour and a half, 2 hours? How much of it is very strategic in how you place things and choose what things to put in versus just, you know, figuring out naturally how people are going to move?
You know what? Funny enough, the technical aspect is the biggest part of my job. Mm. And what it looks like is just the icing on top of the cake. I'd say it's 90% technical detailing, design and research. And then the aesthetics is just the final last layer. Mm. So there is a science behind it, and especially in hospitality spaces. Yeah, and that makes up the bulk of my work.
So, I mean, if we take, say, for instance, some of the places that you've worked in, from Mesh in Rosebank to Gemelli's to Naked Kitchen to Hell's Kitchen to Arcade over in Cape Town, certainly a lot of hospitality spaces like we were speaking, you would spend a predominantly large portion of the time in actually sort of designing it and putting it on paper before you do anything physical.
Oh, yeah, 100%. We spend about 1 to 2 months designing off-site. And then we get onto it. I think everyone walks into a space, they see what the walls look like, they see the lights, and they think that's the bulk of my work. But sadly, it's mostly just technical stuff.
And how much of it is predictable, like with how people are actually going to move? I mean, do you ever walk into a space that you've designed and think like, wow, I didn't actually see people moving in that fashion in that space or using it in that way?
Yeah, every once in a while. But I think it's more surprising when people use it exactly the way that you want them to. Which does happen sometimes. You've got to create flow and you've got to direct people through certain spaces.
Yeah.
So there's a science behind it, but it's always surprising when people actually follow that science.
So cool. Hanging out with the locally renowned interior designer, Tristan Duplessis, responsible for some amazing places in Joburg, like we mentioned, Mesh, which is out in Rosebank, Jamelli's, Naked Kitchen, which is out in Morningside, Hell's Kitchen, which is all the cool places, really. Out in Melville, and then Arcade in Cape Town, which hopefully people remember the interior of, although most people leaving Arcade wouldn't remember what it looks like inside. We're going to speak a little bit more to him. He has a quote from Tristan. This is very emotive and very cool. Style in our time is so multifaceted that we have much more freedom to express ourselves than before. Style has evolved past just echoing trends and become an individualistic expression of one's aspirations and culture. I like to echo this in my designs as well, being flexible and ever-evolving in my design ethos. Other side of this, Tristan's going to speak to us about what inspires him and how you go about the business of building a business out of something that you're super passionate about. More with him next on the other side of... All my people in the back. All my people in the back. All my people in the trap. All my people in the trap. Anati hanging out with Casper Nieves, JR, it's called Jump, hanging out in Kelman on Cliff Central. All right, Tristan Duplessis in the building. He's had an incredible year, from being awarded as one of GQ's best dressed men to winning overseas awards for designing such cool spaces. More with him in 7 seconds. This is Kelman on Cliff Central. So Tristan Duplessis has a question. You're doing a lot of overseas stuff now. How does it differ when you're working in SA versus working globally? Or do you kind of just, an aesthetic is an aesthetic no matter where you are?
Yeah, 100%. And I think when I'm working overseas, they're working with a South African designer for a reason.
Yeah.
To come with a different aesthetic, which I find is quite exciting. They really get turned on by the fact that I'm South African. So as long as I'm bringing a different aesthetic to Europe or Miami or wherever I'm working, they appreciate it.
Yeah. Tell me for a second about how you go about the business of something like this. It's one thing to be creative and great at designing things, but it's another thing to now monthly run payments and do management accounts and pay VAT and figure out how to import the money. How do they pay you from overseas? Like, there's a lot of business involved in this. And the entrepreneurial aspect of it, how have you learned all of that stuff?
Well, you know what? I think when you're growing up, people tell you you can do whatever you want to do, whatever you love, just do it and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
They don't tell you that there's a whole lot of business and admin and accounting that goes with it. So it's one of those things you have to pick up and go and learn.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I used to design 100% of the time and I've really got to work. I work till like 2 a.m. most nights. Yeah.
Because you got to figure out what things are going to cost. And, you know, there's no model for this, I would imagine, in the industry. It's kind of like different people have different rates. And if you want that person, that's just what you have to pay.
Yeah, 100%. Every job is specific. Every job is different. You know, I'll be doing a place like Hell's Kitchen, which is a low budget, cool bar in Melville. And I could be doing £1 million renovation in France.
Crazy.
So it differs to every job. But you pick up these things and you learn, as long as you're willing to work hard. You pick up.
What's been the role of kind of online and social media in getting your work out there and being picked up by different people overseas and not just doing work in SA?
Yeah, I'd say it plays a huge role, especially Instagram. I'm a visual person, so all my work gets put on Instagram, and it's surprising. Like, I got a hotel in Rome.
Wow.
Through an Instagram post. So it's amazing. Like, the world we live in right now, you don't have to be traditional. You don't have to market yourself or network traditionally. Just put yourself out there on social media and you never know what could happen.
Absolutely. And then this sense of personal style, it's been a big year for you. GQ saying you're one of the best dressed men, an SA Style Award for the most stylish SA designer. How conscious are you of what you put on before you put stuff in other places?
You know what? I'm actually not so conscious per se, but I do enjoy fashion. I like to dress in what I feel good in. And I think that's what everybody should do. So every morning I wake up, I put on stuff that I feel like I look good in, I feel comfortable in. Yeah, that's about as far as it goes.
So I'm sure there's different signs of what makes great design, but in an interview, there's four different things that one has to find out about a person in an interview. And if you touch on these four things, then you've done a great interview with someone. So there's four spheres of everybody's life that everybody's always interested in. So the first is wealth. Like, are you earning money out of this? Is Tristan going to be a total baller in 6, 7, 8, 10 years from now?
Without sounding arrogant, yeah, you can make money. Like I said, if you work hard at anything and if you're good at anything, you can make money out of it. Yeah, I think if you push, you can do pretty well.
Cool. So we know that Tristan's doing well. He's on his way to having millions and millions and millions, and he's just going to take over the world and have massive bank accounts. The second thing is, what do your family feel about all of this? Are they proud of you? Are they stoked? What's their take on all of this? Was there a design background in the family? Have you like achieved everybody's dreams? Are your siblings, if you have any, like, what is he doing with his time?
Yeah, I think my family's pretty amped. Hey? They're pretty stoked about it. I think they kind of expected it because I've always been a bit of an A-type personality.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they love it. I think everyone in my family is doing super well in their own different respective spheres. Yeah.
Do they make you like figure out their spaces?
No, they've very quickly learned not to do that.
And then what does your space look like?
Yeah, my space is pretty cool.
I would imagine, yeah.
I think that's the benefit of doing what I do is that my space is pretty great. Also because I believe that design is important, so I live in my design as well.
Very cool. Okay, so we've got family, we've got wealth. Let's talk for a second about health. How do you balance all of this? And like, eat? I mean, do you even eat healthily? Like, you exercise as you're running from one country to the other. How are you balancing all of that?
You know what? That's where it all falls apart. It's really tough. Luckily, I've got a huge trainer called Big Mike, and he makes sure that I'm in the gym.
Okay.
3 times a week. But when I'm traveling, like, it's difficult. you lose track of time. Yeah. So I think, I've aged 3 years this year of traveling.
Yeah, because it is. It's a lot of work to keep sitting on planes and going to different places and stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's not as glamorous as people make it out to be.
And then the final one is love. In between all of this, do you have space for someone in your life? Is there, what's the story with love? Or are you just in love with your work?
Just in love with my work. Okay. And just, you know, I travel a lot, so I meet lots of different new interesting people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's all good.
Okay, so there we go. The four things that everybody's always interested in when it comes to profiling someone. Health, wealth, family, and love. It seems there's no holes to poke in the story yet, Tristan. You're just getting about the business of what you want to do and making it happen.
I think you've done a great job. I think you've done a great job.
I think you're doing a great job, which is why it sounds great, because you're doing a great job. What would your word be to anybody that wants to achieve anything? Because, I mean, it's great to speak to you now. It looks very like glamorous and cool and like dope and all of that. But what's the grit and what is the 2 hour, you know, 2 a.m. thing look like? And is it for everybody to go out and just really, you know, not only just run your own business, but do the thing you're passionate about and just like conquer?
You know what the thing is? Like, I think the theory that anyone can do what they love and they'll be successful at it is bullshit. You've got to find out what you love and create a way that or make it lucrative in some way. And making it lucrative is really difficult. Some people call it selling your soul. But you have to start somewhere. You can't have everything you want all the time. So you've got to turn your idea into something lucrative and then grind really hard.
Yeah, this hasn't been easy.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's worth it, but it's not easy. I think a lot of people come up to me and they're like, yeah, you must have such a fun job. It must be awesome. And it is, but it's a grind as well.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
All right, so cool hanging out. How do we keep up with you all day, Tristan?
Instagram, because when I say that I'm working on Instagram as well, which is Tristan_StudioA on Instagram. And then just check out my website, studioa.co.za.
Fantastic. Tristan Duplessis, thank you so much for stopping by and giving us an insight into how you take over the world and design cool places and just make great spaces for human beings. Thanks so much for hanging out.
Cool. Thank you. Is Kelman on Cliff Central.